Hey, whoa, hey, good evening, everybody. Home to Penn Cinema. Yeah. So, my name is Justin Rule, and I'm the leader of a ministry here in Lancaster called Broken Free. It's for men and for wives that are dealing with the repercussions or going through the struggles of pornography, sexual addiction, and confusion. And I was asked to kick off this movie. I'm not the one that paid for the theater, so y'all can come see it. That's another just generous person that was in your midst that felt like they wanted to invite you to come hear Message of Hope. So y'all don't know who that is, but let's just give them a round of applause and honor them for their... And I was asked to share just a little bit of my own journey as it relates to this issue and this topic. Because I know that there are some that are coming here and your face might be, yeah, this is awesome, but inside you're struggling and you're feeling weighed down, you're feeling helpless, you're feeling hopeless, and you're not sure if there really is new life that Christ promises for us. And there's some that are here because you honestly, like me, I haven't seen this film before. I can't endorse it. I can't tell you good or bad about it. But I'm here to discern what the Lord would say through it. And that's what I'm inviting each of one of you to do. It's to not just take, the cup and drink it all, right? It's like you don't just eat a watermelon and swallow up all the seeds in the rind. You carefully decide what is good and what. And that's what the Lord wants you to do. Not just when you're watching a film all the time, right? So we're in a place, praise the Lord, that we can even say the name of Jesus in a movie theater. Amen. So I just want to testify to the Lord's faithfulness in my life so that you understand that the stories you're about to hear, the testimonies you're about to hear, the movie you're about to see isn't just something, it's not just a reality that lives in some foreign land called, Hollywood or wherever they made this thing, all right? It's a reality for now that there's freedom from the weight of shame, of condemnation, of sexual addiction. There's something greater than just living from struggle to struggle and hoping that today you struggle less than you did yesterday. There's something the Bible says that was for freedom, Christ sets you free. Okay? And that starts with you understanding that you're free. And I believe this film tonight will open up some of your eyes, of your heart, to understand your identity, that you are free. You're not a label of shame. You're not a label of, disappointment to your father. You're not those things. And so I just want to share a small part of my story. See, at age 7, I was exposed to pornography. And I lived a life for the next 20 years. Men, wives, women, ladies, totally addicted to, totally in love with the lie. And giving my whole life to the lie. Now, if you knew me, you wouldn't know that because I was great at the face. In my high school newspapers and the public papers wrote stuff about Justin, the next Billy Graham evangelist. You can Google it and find it. I'm not lying. But you know what they didn't know? They didn't know Justin, the lost person that was so given over to sin. And so it's easy to live two lives when you're living a lie. But when you walk in the light, as he is in the light, you have fellowship with one another and peace with God. And so my sin started with pornography. You're going to hear stories on the screen tonight of people's, you might think, quote unquote, way worse, in their circumstances in their life journey. But it goes a slippery slope downhill. I took it into marriage. It contaminated everything in my marriage. And 3 years into my marriage, when then I was leading youth ministry and praising the Lord on Sunday and breaking into hotel rooms to fix my pornography habit on right before youth group, like that's the way the sin goes, right? When we don't bring it into the light and believe God for who he says he is, that there's actual freedom. That's what happens. And when my wife came to me with our child, wasn't yet one, and said, this is crazy. I don't need to keep submitting myself to this. You know what my thought was? Awesome, more time I can play basketball. That's how hard my heart had gotten from living 20 years of a lie. And so even against my own will, I begrudgingly, kicking and screaming, decided to do this program thing where I talk to this counselor and read the Bible every day and do this, la, la, la. Guys, I wasn't interested. I mean, what excitement is there when you're and a 2, and the only message you hear from every preacher, every book you read, is the best you can get is to an 8. You're just going to struggle a little less with your addiction. The shame and condemnation and all those things that bind you is just going to move away slightly. And a little, there'll be a little less of it. That doesn't sound like much hope. That doesn't sound like much exciting things to press on and push through and war through if the best you get is a little better than today. Right? That's all I'd heard. That's all I knew. But what I found out is what the psychologists say isn't the truth.
Amen.
What the books say isn't the truth. It's what God says that's the truth. And it says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And if the Son has set you free, you're free indeed. See, I tried so many ways to get free, not with the Son wrapped. It was like, God, I want to live the new life, but I'm not really ready to die. And so let me just find out the next thing. Let me go to the next good conference. Let me watch the next good movie. And maybe I'll have an epiphany and things will change. The process in Scripture is that if we would be obedient like Christ, even unto death, it's a process of dying. And my hope, my prayer, there's been people that have been praying for every single one of you for over a month that's in this room, is that tonight your eyes would be open to your identity so that you can, like the prodigal son who came to his senses, think about this. The prodigal son's over here doing his thing, right? And in the pig pen, right? Y'all know the story in that way. Some of us think the pig pen was just on the other side of the Pennsylvania Dutch hill from the father. Guys, the pig pen was so far after walking so long in the direction away from his father that, listen, to get back to his father, okay, he came to his senses, he understood who he was. My prayer tonight is you begin to understand who you are so that you can begin the process of now turning and returning to your father. You understand? To get back to the father, he had to walk past the brothel, the casino, the whatever other thing that he had given himself to in his journey away. Do you get it? And he had to say, no, 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 no. I'm going to my father's house. You get it? It's a process. He understood who he was, so then he began a process. So my encouragement to you is this. Man, I went through a kicking and screaming process. This is what the Lord showed me. It was, I dunked my head in the Word of God every day in those dumb Bible studies I was doing that I didn't want to do. Those ones I was telling you about in that program that I didn't even want to do. I even borrowed other people's money to do it because I didn't even want to do it. But guess what? The Word of God is living and active. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It separates the bone from the marrow. So listen, I'm in the Word every day, writing in my homework, but I was in the Word every day. And that began to soak in. The Lord showed me it was like water, and I eventually drowned in the water of the Word. That God's loving kindness was holding my head under. Man, I was kicking and screaming. Ask my wife. I was kicking and screaming. But what I didn't realize was that when I died to myself, I began to breathe in the truth of who God was. And I began to then understand my identity as a free man and walk then as a free man. And the things that I knew that had so much weight in on me, these things called the flesh, that the Bible's actually true. Woo! Imagine when it says, if by the Holy Spirit you put to death the deeds of your flesh, you will live.
Amen.
Unless you come and die, you cannot bear fruit. But if you come and die, you will bear much. Like, the Bible is calling you. Jesus is calling you. The Father loves you enough to say, come and die, that you would live. And live abundantly. Because then I spent the next 9 years living in this thing called freedom. Which I didn't understand. I expected to just then, struggle my way through some stuff again. Wait, when am I going to struggle? Guys, if you're dead, you don't really struggle. Okay? And so all I'm saying, and I know I'm throwing out like a lot of just stuff, because, guys, I can't apologize for the heart and the passion that God has given me for freedom, because I spent so much time talking to so many people who were so wrapped up in just this struggle mentality. You're not meant to be a struggler the rest of your life, men, women. You're meant to be a lover of Jesus, and that brings freedom, because that's why he set you free, okay? So as you hear this, my prayer is that the Holy Spirit will speak to you through this and awaken you, and you begin the process. If Broken Free, brokenfree.org, whatever, we're a local ministry. If that's something that the Lord leads you or wives or to be connected to or to walk through or to help or what, okay. But if it's not, don't leave this theater like most of us leave a church on Sunday morning, being just a hearer and then not starting on a process and doing. You understand? Then we've all wasted our time. Right? I mean, we got a good thing and we left and we didn't do anything about it. But obviously the Lord moved on these people's heart a few years ago to start this. People invested in this, right? So we're going to believe and ask God that though that investment will bear fruit, seeds to you guys as you leave. I have two things that I felt like the Lord wanted me to warn you about, though. So I'm just going to be straight up with you. All right? My mouth is... Okay, two things. Number one, I felt like the Lord wanted me to tell you that once you understand who you are, that doesn't change where you are. When that man came to his senses, the prodigal, and understood who he was, said, oh my goodness, what did my father say? It didn't change where he was. He still had to go and move and sort through and work through and walk past. You follow me?
Amen.
Some of you might be in hopeless situations with your spouse or with friends or just trying and maybe you awaken to something tonight and understand who you are. Okay, now let's start moving because that's not going to instantly change where you are. Okay? So I just want to share that with you, which means you've got to then move and start activating on the truth and the faith and the understanding that the Lord would give you tonight. And secondly, this, and I am mostly talking to the men, and I'm just being straight up because I love you. All right? Those of you that know me know my love sometimes sounds like this, but it's love. This, men, is what I want to tell you. Don't just sit here and absorb mindlessly a film. When God calls you to, with your heart and with your mind and with your eyes, to not look lustfully on another woman and to not go somewhere in your mind that you don't have permission to go. So during this film, I'll say this way. I know men that aren't here because they saw the trailer. How many of you, let's just be sure. How many of you watched the trailer? Okay, let me just flip it around. How many of you didn't watch the trailer? Okay, so a lot of you don't even know what I'm talking about. And in love, I'd say, come on, guys. How many times do we go somewhere just on the word of somebody else and just walk into, you understand my heart? Like, we have to be wiser than that. We have to be smarter than that. And so some of you don't even know, half of you don't even know the ways that they're telling this film. So I'm just going to tell you in love, brothers, you're still called by God to honor with your heart, your mind, and your eyes the Lord. So that means during this film, you close your eyes and you look away. There's no shame in that. Don't use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, the Bible says. Guys, I'm free. I'm dead. Like, I'm by God's grace, I'm free, man. But I can tell you that there's things that I'm probably not going to watch in this film because I don't need to get the point. You get it? Like, you just feel my heart. You're still, God wants you to honor him still in the watching of this film. So that's my encouragement to you, man. The last thing I want is a husband and wife that are here for the whole thing. The wife to leave me like, man. Well, did you think that part? Because I'm going to tell you. I'll give away one spoiler alert. No, I'm not going to spoil it. But I'm going to tell you. There's a man and woman they're going to kiss in a waterfall in this film, and I know because I talked to someone who saw it. Can I just love you a little more, guys? That man and woman that are kissing in a waterfall, they're not married. It's an actor and an actress that are not married. And yet, we're about to watch it, and if I wouldn't have told you that, some of you would have just been like, oh man, that was a powerful part of the film, or something, and you wouldn't have had the Holy Spirit saying, hold on a second, right now you're condoning, watching, and supporting, like, what the Bible calls fornication. Right? I mean, we just need to be a little bit more discerning sometimes on what we celebrate in a movie. Do you get it? And you might say, well, but that's just Hollywood. How are they going to tell the story without that? Well, that's a great question. We should start asking Hollywood that sometime. So I'm just saying, Holy Spirit, would you come right now and remove the veils of understanding, open ears in Jesus' name. Jesus, you said that him who has eyes to see, him who has ears to hear, let him hear. So Father, I'm just asking that the Holy Spirit, I bind anything, because I'm not wrestling flesh and blood. I'm wrestling spiritual principalities right now, and I bind them in Jesus' name. 24 hours a day, these theaters show things and enter, and they welcome in the spirit of the flesh in the world. But right now is not that time. And I bind those things in Jesus' name. And I say, let every eye be open. Let every ear be hearing. And let every heart be receptive to what you would do, Holy Spirit. And give us discernment as we watch for what you're saying. And may the truth not fall on deaf ears. In Jesus' name, amen.